the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And it's one of my favorite days on the sports calendar every single year. And of course, we didn't have it last year, so it's even sweeter this time around. The first full day of the NCAA tournament. And Lundy, when I was a youth back in Champaign, Illinois, to wax nostalgically for a moment, I remember sneaking in a radio and then threading up my shirt, one headphone, into my high school classroom. And I would pull the old lean on the ear on with your hand trick for the entire duration of my econ class so I could listen to opening round action of the NCAA tournament. I loved it. I always asked my parents, can I get the March Madness sickness? They said, no, you have to go to school. So I, you know, craftily figured out a way to ensure that I was kept up to speed and all the latest ins and outs of the NCAA tournament because I didn't have a phone. I didn't have internet access. I didn't have 5G LTE.
In the midst of the macroeconomic status of Northern Europe, yes, three-pointer. I'm just picturing you in the back of the classroom causing complete disruption.
Yeah, there was no doubt about it. My mind was adrift. It was not thinking about the macroeconomics of Micronesia. That is for sure. But look, I don't have to worry about that anymore because I'm a grown-ass man. I have television, and I cover this for a living. So enjoy day one, the first full day of the NCAA tournament. It's actually here.
Yes, pants are optional today, folks. You just kick back, relax, and enjoy a good 16 hours worth of some of the best college basketball. And as Brad said, part of the reason this is so awesome is this was supposed to have been a celebration last year that got postponed. Let's enjoy today.
No doubt about it. And DraftKings, because they love us here, Lundy, on the Fade the Noise podcast, they have a Brad Evans odds-boosted special available right now that you can wager on. If San Diego State, North Carolina, and Arkansas, so hopefully you're listening to this podcast early, if those three win straight up, it got boosted to +315. +315. And we missed the Brad Evans special yesterday because Michigan State royally screwed us and pissed away a lead late and lost in overtime to UCLA. I think Tom Izzo's comments that UCLA was soft might have motivated the Bruins a little bit when he was throwing that out there in a presser the day before about West Coast teams. But, you know, hat tip to the Bruins for getting the job done and ruining the first leg of the Brad Evans special yesterday. But let's go and get back in that saddle. We needed to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. America's top-rated app is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog and win 256 buckaroos if they win. It's that simple. Turning $4 into $256 is 64-1 odds. Every dollar you bet could turn into $64. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256. All it takes is a $4 bet. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. On this day one of the NCAA tournament, let's get to it with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go ahead and tip things off. We're going to try to focus on some of the late day slates here, the evening sessions, to get people plenty of time to lock and load their wagers. And let's talk about a Midwest matchup between the 2 and 15 seeds. The Houston Cougars there's a number of people that have gone to Houston and very famously so. Of course, this is spearheaded by Kelvin Sampson. Jim Nance, he went to Houston, very proud alum of that institution. And I think they all are going to be wearing their colors with pride today, Lundy, because I'm going to lay the 20. against the Cleveland State Vikings, who are plundering nobody in this game. The Cougars top 15 in the nation in adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency, and they really get after it on the offensive glass with that length, that athleticism. They're a deep team. They are number two in the country in generating second chance dances, and number one as well in effective field goal percentage D. You know, against similarly ranked teams in KenPom, Temple, Tulane, South Florida, they consistently won by 20 plus points. And Cleveland State, most effective inside, 55.8% of the Vikings points come inside the arc, but Houston, number five in the nation in 2-point percentage D. So Gorham, Mark, Gresham, Fabian White, just too much length, too much athleticism. I think Cleveland State gets blown out of the building, and Houston races to a 25-point win. So going with the Cougs, baby, minus 20, fade or follow.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance. Yes, I will follow you on this one. This is, you know, yesterday on the pod, I told you that I like to stay away from the 116 matchups when we're talking about the spread, because you look historically at the fact that it's kind of a 50-50 split. But in this particular case, you look at Cleveland State, the Vikings, yeah, not going to plunder much of anything. If you go back, even some of the non-conference games that they played, they got destroyed. Yeah. I think Houston's defense is going to be too strong, and I think they are not only going to cover, they may cover and then some. I know 20 is a lot of points, folks, but Houston is in another stratosphere when it comes to this matchup against the Vikings. So yes, I will lay the points, and I will take the Cougars to cover comfortably and move on to the second round.
Throw some cash on those Cougs.
Number four.
All right, moving on. We gave you a pick earlier this week in our region-by-region breakdown on Colgate and Arkansas on the total, but I want to get a selection on the spread, and I am going with Woo Pig Suey and the Arkansas Razorbacks, and I'm going to lay the 8.5 here, Lundy. I think this is going to be a bit of a wake-up call for the Colgate Raiders. Remember, yeah, they put up some gaudy numbers, but that was in Patriot League play. They did not play a single opponent outside of that league this season due to that league's protocols. And Arkansas is a completely different animal, completely different beast. They've got NBA-level players, most notably Moses Moody, and I think they're going to humble the fighting John Gruden's in this one. You know, you look at the Raiders, yeah, they've shot 38.1% from distance, 56.5% inside the arc, and 75.2% at the charity stripe. But Arkansas can pile up the points as well. Brisk paced in nature, much like Colgate. Arkansas 1.102 points per possession their last seven, shooting 53.9% at the charity stripe. And what they do best is attack you downhill. They drive into bodies, draw contact, get a ton of and ones, and even if they don't, they get those whistles, go to the free throw line, and make you pay. Plus, Arkansas, very underrated defensively, number 14 in the country, just a defensive efficiency. Again, this could be a rude awakening for Colgate, just a step up in terms of competition and talent they're facing. And we would also be remiss if I didn't mention that the Razorbacks are 10-3 ATS in their last 13 games. I'm going to lay the chalk here at minus 8.5. Fade or follow.
I will follow you, but I will follow you, Brad, because this game actually opened up at about 10.5, and it's been cruising its way down. I think this is a double-digit win for Arkansas. Had I been able to get it maybe up when it was at 10.5 early this week when the line first opened, I might have been able to fade you on this one. But the fact that it's come down, it's now in single digits, I do think this is going to be an awakening for Colgate. You can break out the toothpaste, but you're not going to win this game for Colgate. Sorry, folks. You might make your dentist happy on the next visit, but the Razorbacks are moving to round two.
Yeah, not a whole lot of fluoride fun for Colgate.
Number three.
All right, let's move on in a battle between Conference USA member North Texas and a Big Ten rep and the Purdue Boilermakers. And I say, boiler up, Lundy! I'm going to lay the 7 here with PU in this contest. The Boilers, top 25 in the country in adjusted offensive and defensive efficiency. And their interior defense is outstanding when you got Travion Williams. And you have the luxury item that is 7'4" freshman sensation Zach Zach Edey that can come off the bench and be that intimidating and daunting rim protector. And that's where North Texas really makes a lot of its hay, is scoring the basketball inside the arc. And they're going to be challenged. They're going to be contested early and often in this contest. I think that size of Williams and Edey is going to be highly disruptive. Not only that, too, but North Texas, north of 135 nationally in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage. So it could be a whole lot of one and dones for them. And if the threes aren't falling, they're going to be in a whole heap of trouble. Purdue, well, I don't think a lot of those threes are going to be falling for the Mean Green, because they shackle the arc, giving up just 28.8% from the three-point line in their last six games. Zachary Simmons has got to be key in this game for the Mean Green at 6'10". He gets in foul trouble. He gets contained. This game's going to be a blowout. Let's also not forget, too, that this North Texas team played a pretty rigorous non-conference schedule. They lost to Arkansas by 15, tournament team, West Virginia by 12, tournament team, and Loyola Chicago by 8, tournament team. Purdue's laying 7. They're going to win this thing by 10-plus, in my estimation. Fade or follow.
I will follow you on this one, because despite the fact that North Texas wound up taking care of business within the Conference USA tournament, they did it without one of their key bench guys, and that's Reuben Jones. He has been out. He missed the tournament. He's going to be out here for this game as well. And despite the fact that the Mean Green were able to take care of business within the conference tournament, this is completely different. I'm with you, Brad. I think this is actually going to be a snooze fest of a game. I think Purdue is going to win this and win this handily. No bet sweats on this one. Give me the Boilermakers to take care of business, knock North Texas out. They've got a good starting five, but they get really, really thin after that, especially without Jones, who's been a key part of that team coming off the bench, and he's not available to them. So they are in trouble against Purdue. They are going to, Boilermakers are going to roll in this one.
And a little bonus time at our friends at monkeyknifefight.com. They got all the player props there, Lundy, as you know. It's a DFS site unlike any other. It's just you against the house on all those props, and they even have them for college basketball. It's just over or under on stats that you already know and love. All you got to do to get in on a free $5 game is fire off the promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get that free $5 game on the house and have an MKFing good time at monkeyknifefight.com. I like the over on Travion Williams rebounds, 8.5 at MKF. I think it's going to be double figures for him again against an undersized, a thin front court of North Texas.
Number 2.
All right, let's move on and talk about an 8-9 matchup in the South. University of Wisconsin Badgers going to earn those cheese curds going up against North Carolina and some of that good vinegar-based barbecue. And I think it's going to be finger-licking good for the Tar Heels in this one. I'm going to lay the 1.5 here, Lundy. You know, it's hammer-worthy. I already broke it out, the sledgehammer. On an earlier episode of the FTN podcast, and I'm going to stick to it. I just think there's too much size, too many long drinks that North Carolina is trotting out there to really take advantage of Wisconsin's biggest weakness, and that is grabbing rebounds, that is protecting the basket within close proximity. So, you know, Sharp and Baycott and Kessler and Brooks, those guys have a knife and fork in hand, and they're ready to dig in, because it is going to be a bountiful feast of second chance opportunities, which North Carolina is known for. Number 1 in the country in offensive rebounding percentage. Been shooting the ball better here down the stretch. Their last 9 games, 1.136 points per possession. That's number 36 in the country. Carolina also defends very well out to the perimeter, which is good news for them and the potential cover here, as the Badgers, 42.2% of their shots came from distance in Big Ten play. So unless Demetri Trice, Brad Davison, Micah Potter and company have like this out of this world galactic experience from outside and can shoot over those long outstretched arms of the bigs of Carolina, I don't see how they're going to keep this thing close. So, again, give me the Heels -1.5. Fade or follow.
Yeah, I'll follow on this one. We talked about this earlier in the week, talking about that big front court that North Carolina's got. I think this can wind up being a close game, but in the end, I like the idea of North Carolina stretching things out, getting it done sort of late in this contest. I think this might be one that you're sweating a little bit, but I'll tell you what, this, Brad, is one of the games, and I know that we talk about this, especially if you follow Brad and I on Twitter. We talk about the idea of looking at the live lines, looking at those scores at halftime, things like that. This could be one that I could see Wisconsin with maybe a couple of point lead at halftime, and then North Carolina getting it done down the stretch. Love taking advantage of those second half lines, especially with a game like this, because again, I think North Carolina wins this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Wisconsin's got the lead at halftime and then the Tar Heels take care of business in the second 20 minutes.
Yeah, DraftKings is running a promo today on a live line odds boost, so that might be one I'm going to fire off on the live line on.
Number one.
All right, let's wrap things up. It's been very chalky. It's hanging in the air. That dust is on this podcast. Like, let's work at a dog. Let's feed him a damn bone. And let's go with Winthrop against Villanova. This is the last game, I believe, to tip today, which means I'm going to be in a tequila-infused haze by the time this game tosses the pumpkin up. But I'm going with the Eagles plus six. You know, I'm going to double down on what I said earlier this week. Villanova 3-7 ATS in its last 10 games. And, you know, Villanova, a team that really struggled defensively along the perimeter. They were the second worst in that category in Big East play, and number 248 nationally in three-point percentage. D, Arms, Vaudrin, Faldin, those guys could really open up the skies and make it rain against this Nova defense. The Eagles on the season shooting 35.3% from downtown. 39% of their shots have come from distance. And Winthrop, a very deep team, and one of the best mid-major rebounding teams in this entire tournament, top 12 in offensive rebounding percentage and defensive rebounding percentage on the season, with Vaudrin and Claxton in particular. Not only that, but Villanova is just not shooting the rock particularly well from outside. 26.8% at Wildcats have shot from along the arc over the last month, on a very uncharacteristic of a Jay Wright team. So I'm fading the living daylights out of Villanova. I think they're going to lose this sucker straight up in that classic 12 over 5. Fade or follow. You with me?
I'm absolutely with you. I was with you earlier this week, and I'm going to continue to roll with it. I think this is one that, you know, Winthrop, I mentioned it earlier this week. Not only can you take the plus six, but earlier this week you could snag them on the money line at a plus 215. And I think that's awfully tempting. And I'm looking at DraftKings Sportsbook right now as we're recording the pod. That plus number on the money line is up to 235.
Brad, yes.
I'm getting seduced by the juice. I don't think Winthrop's getting enough credit here. Not only do I think they cover with the 6 points, but I think they've got an opportunity to win it straight up, and I'll be sprinkling some dollars on that money line as well. This is going to be a fun nightcap. By the time you have seen every single ad there is to see between Samuel L. Jackson,
Tim Nance, Charles Barkley, and that Viking guy,
and Spike Lee, and the only thing I will give them credit for with that entire ad campaign, Brad, is at least we're not watching the same ad over and over again.
Valid.
They do an entire campaign. I will give them credit. They do a phenomenal job every single year. And those four guys, especially when you sprinkle Jim Nance in there, are really funny. So we will have seen them all in a tequila-induced haze by the time we get to this tip-off. But I'm going to go with Winthrop. Let's take a late-night dog to cap day one.
Oh, so many Larry Bird puns, which is only appropriate when we're backing a bird in the Winthrop Eagles here to put the cherry on top of the sundae of this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. And that's a wrap. Be sure to follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Wavos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this little program. And check out FTNBets.com, our March Madness package, available right now, only $49.99 for the entire duration of the NCAA tournament. Go to FTNBets.com/pricing, FTNBets.com/pricing, to get in on the action today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.